not going to be able to follow. So it's leg?
Okay,
it's Monday night. We're continuing the Mishnah Berurah Shiur, Siman Kuf Ches. So this is going to be another line in the lineup. Ulinyan Dina. You don't have to worry about the Yesh Mefakbekim. We go with the Mechaber. If he intended that the first one should be this woman, he's not Yotzei. In head gather chaim la loch the come come to yes she may should be spalel yes the yomer the main in khoy was spalel pom shen is the spalel is the first the dog. Okay, the shmur says make the tonight so that you're safe. But what's the basic din? That if you let's not lose sight of the basic din, that if you dive in the tashlumin first according to the Mishnah Berurah's pesach, that's what you intended to do. And then you daven the second one, the same chova. So you weren't yotze the tashlumin. You were yotze the chova, but you weren't yotze the tashlumin. You have to daven the tashlumin over again. Lo yotze ben shibach b'meizel ben b'shogig. It doesn't matter. You have to daven the obligatory tefillah first. Tzorich lachzor. Ach, however, mispalo lashmiel the tashlumin v'rishenu l'shem chova. He was a good boy. He davened the way he's supposed to. But Tov b'shal chayva, but he made a tos in shal chayva, and he wasn't yotzei. He has to daven over again. Let's say v'loyom b'talam otar, v'loyfen b'tzor chlachsa. Well, this guy said, he didn't remember, adach had tfilu shniya. Tfilu hochi, hashmiya oysu l'tashlumi. He's pa'al lachay kach l'shem chayva. Now, you don't say a londus, as if Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that he wasn't Yotzei the Tashlumin, because he didn't do the Chova yet. Since at the time he wanted to do the Chova, he intended to do the Chova, he did it to the best of his ability, whatever, he did it. So that's called the Chova came first. Bavshat Tfilah Chiyuv is B'tol Zayisol, Le'amini Kamad Lo Yispalo Klal Damilin Yonzev. It's called, there's still something for the Tashlumin Tfilah to be appended to. Even though he didn't get schar for it, full schar, because he messed up the davening, but it's still called a Shemona Esrei, the Bir Halacha says, the Mishnah Berurah says, and he can append to it the Tashlumin Shemona Esrei. It's called the Zman Tfila. Chen Kol Kayoitzu Bei, Shein Pal Tfila Shein Lechiyu V'Tobo, any such case we have, even if you have the daven over the first tefillah, but it's called you daven the first tefillah, and you could, and the tashlumin that you latched onto it is valid. Because I'm talking Gibarim the Chozem, Kivim the Feirish, Bashniel the Tashlumin. Avalim Lo Kivain, Tov Yosef Shetal Lo Yashniel the Shem Chayva. In other words, I don't know, look how you can play around with it. If you didn't, if it was a tremendous chiddush, he davened one Shmona Esrei for his chol. He davened the second Shmona Esrei. He didn't have anything in mind. He had a blank head, which is very common. So first of all, that's good enough. That's what you see from the Mishnah Berurah. Then he says, in this case, so you're better off davening. You're better off. You could use the second tefillah, although you davened it. Maybe you davened it stop. So you get the second thing is stop. So we'll use it for your chovah tefillah.
Why davening the second tefillah? What? You davening the second tefillah is man that you spoke in Yoytzi
the first tefillah. No, the verse says you chat beforehand. Wait.
He didn't have. He had beforehand.
Then abandoned the tefillah
first.
Yeah, he didn't have any kavanah. Come on, he davened the second tefillah with no special kavanah. So he can use it for chayva.
It's not he
davened.
He must have had a
hamin and it was for tashlumin of the previous. Why is he davening the second?
Like
a gilui milsa.
I don't know.
You see that
gilui milsa
is not enough. You have to do something.
Never gilui. No, you don't.
No, like you said before, with
you just have to think.
Doing Havdalah.
What is
if you say Havdalah?
He's not saying that. He's saying Kivein. The Cholzem Kivein Beferis Mishneil Teshlomer. Avlam Loi Kivein. What do you mean Loi Kivein? What did he say? Why is he davening the second Shmoneh Esrei for?
Remember,
they
had it
after
the second
Shmoneh
Esrei,
but
we came
time
to do it. He didn't stop.
Weird. Weird. Okay, look at the first bir halacha. To ha'inu shesovar shehispalel v'achakach mitzkeh shaloi hispalel. Or sheshokach lehispalel. Because of a prima gogim. Nistapati, sovik hispalel shachris alo, he's not sure. Vavar zman shachris. Im ha'shlimo b'mincha eloi. Hashem aloi tiknu d'mashlimo b'ovar zmano. So I think it depends what we had before. The subject is if he's mechuyev to daven again. According to, I remember we had that with the shaila, and the bottom line was he's mechuyev to daven again. If he's mechuyev to daven again, so then the shaykh to be mashlim. Again, and he didn't. So now I could see that it just makes it more logical to me that he can be mashlamid. To be mashlamid because he was mechuyev to daven again. The Doris Vadai. He was Vadai mechuyev to daven again. So now that he didn't, he has to be mashlamid. But there are sheets we have in Mishnah Berurah previously that he's not really mechuyev to go daven again for something to follow. So according to them, it makes more sense. In Hipeich, again, near Halacha. Again, he says if you mispalel two Shmoneh Esrei b'stama, you certainly yotzei. As a suffix, if you started davening in Shmoneh Esrei, we had before if you started davening in Torah Nedava, you can't change it to Chayva. But here he started davening in Torah Tashlumin, and then he remembered they have to do Chayva first. So he stopped in the middle and he wants to be Mechavan from now on for Chayva. Efshar the Yechoshev the days like Echad and Yona, Eloimani Akiris Machshava. Okay, we'll stop there.